Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this 19th day of August 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. Good to see you. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, and let's prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. Here's Travis Cottrell to lead things off. It's In the Cross Medley right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Now all I know, your forgiveness.
Enjoying your weekend. Happy Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. And I'll tell you what, one of the things we like to do in our home is enjoy our family time, especially on Sunday evenings, and soak in that that togetherness before another crazy week begins. Looking forward to that tonight. And, you know, we enjoy watching those home makeover shows. You know, it's neat to see people walk into an old broken down house, and they see past the dirt, past the grime, past the brokenness, and they create a full home transformation. From the normal person, we just look at old homes and think, my goodness, what a mess. However, these professionals, well, they have a vision of the end result in mind. And friend, aren't you glad that the Lord has an end result in mind for us? That He can take us from being a broken vessel into a brand new masterpiece. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Friend, I am grateful that our Creator has a grand design and a wonderful blueprint that He has for you and for me. For listening to Sunday Worship.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you got some time today, connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook, and a few times a week we update our Facebook page, post some encouraging scriptures and quotes and so forth, just to just leave you edified during the week. Connect with us there. It's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And it was Billy Sunday, the great evangelist. I love what he said about sin. Listen to this. He says, "I'm against sin. I'll kick it as long as I got a foot. I'll fight it as long as I got a fist. I'll butt it as long as I got a head. I'll bite it as long as I got a tooth. When I'm old and fistless and footless and toothless, I'll gum it till I go home to glory and it goes home to perdition."
Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light and
and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. An ancient age stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. God is the one, Father, Spirit, Son, Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God?
I pray that you are having yourself a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. And during a painting contest promoted by a man who sought to find the perfect picture of peace, and the artists were told to paint whatever they felt would portray peace. And many artists painted beautiful landscapes with sunsets and fields of beautiful flowers, and another one painted a still, quiet lake with a reflection clear as glass. But when the winner was unveiled, everyone gasped in disbelief. The title of the winning painting was Peace in the Midst of the Storm, and at first glance, the painting looks anything but peaceful. There's black clouds and lightning covered the sky. Waves crashed against rocky hillside with raging waters below and waves all over the place. How could this picture represent peace? But if you take a look, closer look at the photo, just beneath the waterfalls, you will notice a bird with her nest of babies tucked underneath the edge of a rock in the midst of a giant storm. This bird found a sanctuary, a safe place to rest her wings. Isn't that beautiful? Friend, our lives may be crazy, but just know that Jesus is our rock. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, my horn of salvation, and my strong tower.
When I walked through the door, I sensed God's presence.
On holy ground.
Oh, I'll tell you what a beautiful, beautiful song. That's Gloria Gaither and Holy Ground, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you. I hope you're having yourself just a great weekend. It's Sunday. I'll tell you what, back to normal routine tomorrow. Our kids go back to school tomorrow, praise the Lord. Looking forward to that. But if you can, be praying for the kids that have been going back to school and going back to school this week. Be lifting up in prayer. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.